This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is your final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 488. This episode, of course, is sponsored by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. It's also sponsored by Finagraph, who is the innovative cash flow tool that syncs with your QuickBooks to forecast your cash flow with uncanny accuracy. If you want more information on this tool, go to www.cashflowtool.com/Barry. Well, I always wondered how some leaders can't handle the stress and the strain of growth, and while others simply just can't. Here to shed light on that is Kevin Lawrence, who is a strategic advisor and coach to CEOs and executive teams across North America. Kevin is a key contributor to Scaling Up, Mastering the Rockefeller Habits 2.0, and the author of the book, Your Oxygen Mask First. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. I appreciate you having me on the show today.
So we know that in every small business, there's a lot of stress and strain of growing your business. Why are some people equipped to handle it better than others? What happens?
You know, I think a lot of it, Barry, is that people end up learning the right tools to manage the stress. I mean, there's a certain segment of the population that more naturally thrives on the stress and pressure of small business or business. And many of those people are drawn to it. You know, it's a place they love to be. But even for those that are drawn to it, they usually just don't have the right tools. And they've often been given a lot of bad advice that sometimes makes the situations worse.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that a lot of people wouldn't say they're initially attracted to the stress and strain. But I think that most small business owners like myself, after starting three businesses, I expected some stress and strain, Kevin, but I didn't realize it would be all the time.
Yes. Yeah, and that's the part that catches a lot of people. You need to be like an endurance athlete to be able to handle the ongoing stress and strain. And the more successful you get, the more stress there is, and it doesn't stop. And for some people, they love that. And that's the people that can continue to thrive if they learn the right tools. And some people, it might not just be for them.
You know, it's interesting because I wrote in my first book, You Need to Be Crazy, A Truth About Starting and Growing Your Businesses, back in 2000. When I started the business, and about 3 or 4 years in, I contracted diabetes, and it doesn't run in my family, and I'm not overweight. And I said to the doctor, you know, why did I get diabetes? He said, it's an autoimmune disease many times brought on by stress. So I was not one of those that really could handle it. What kind of tools do you have that can really help people in this area?
Yeah, well, in my book, there's 17 different habits that people need to master if they're going to continue to scale and manage the stress and the workload as their business grows. The one, and you know, the title of the book leads to it, which is to get over the conventional wisdom that you need to take care of everyone else first and you should be last. And it's the principle of your oxygen mask first. You know, we've all heard it on the airplanes.
That's right.
But the principle is that normally really successful people will be so committed to their work, like I'm sure you were and are. And they're often, once they have families, so committed to their life. But as you move through life, work becomes more demanding, family uses up more time and energy, and you basically get squished out in the middle. And that's the root of the reason that most people get themselves into bad situations, which unfortunately is common. So the simple starting place is to get that you, although you've behaved like Superman or Superwoman at times in your life, it's not sustainable, and you've got to figure out the rhythms or the regimens of the things that you have to do for you. And in chapter 2 of the book, I talk about forgetting work-life balance, because it's a crazy concept that's not very helpful for people like us.
Yeah, I mean, I don't actually believe that there is a work-life balance. I've always thought that you need to figure out how to effectively combine them together. What do you think?
Yeah, I think of it as actually in three distinct circles, Barry. Work, life, and self. And that you need to pay attention, and in the book I talk about passion ratios. So if you have 100 units of your best passion or best energy in the week, if 99 goes to work, well, you're done. You have no hope of succeeding in the medium term. It's about figuring out how much do you need to dedicate for yourself, How much do you need to dedicate for your life to feel good about those areas? And then work will easily take the rest. So I'm kind of a, you know, I in my busiest times, I'm a 70-15-15 guy. You know, 15 for myself, 15 for my life, 70 for my work. You know, in summers, I would be like a 30-30-30 guy, or 33-33-33. 33 for work, 33 for myself and play and activities I like, and 33 for my life and my family. So if you think about the separate buckets and how much of your best juice or energy they need, it seems to work a lot better.
But Kevin, how do you set these buckets up? Because I think for a lot of small business owners, their first thing was, well, I don't really have a choice in my business. It's going to suck all my passion out of me. And of course, myself and my family will just learn to live with that.
Yeah, that's not very intelligent. That's going to hurt seriously. Now, if you're 22 and you're just getting started and you're not, don't have a spouse and kids, you can dump everything into work. But as the other pieces come in, you know, we get ourselves in trouble. And that's why, you know, part of the problem in our world is that we hear about these wildly successful people and how they dedicate everything to work. Well, in the background, they don't tell you about their mental breakdowns and their panic attacks and their stress issues or their contracting diabetes because of the stress. They don't tell you those stories. They also don't tell you about the times they sneak off in the middle of the day to get a massage or other things. So we get tricked or fooled by the front end of the story, and it's the alpha male, and yeah, I work so hard, and I'm working 100 hours a week. It's actually not normally true. And even if it is, those people generally don't make it for the long term because they get completely cooked. And then they have to take some time off to recover, or they give up and do something else.
And people have to understand, Kevin, that most overnight successes take 5 or 10 years. So as you said,
you know,
or 20, Maryland. What are some of the other habits that are outlined in the book, Your Oskin and Mask First, that can help people really cope and, I guess, thrive with the stress and strain of growth?
Yep. So one of the foundational ones is called Double Your Resilience. That's the starting point with that self circle, which is what do you have to do for your mind, your body, and your spirit, right? So for the mind, it's you know, what are you going to do to learn and enrich your mind? And also, you know, some people it's meditation or writing, but to really strengthen your mind and what you know and your mental resilience. And then for your body, I don't know sustainable high performers who don't have some exercise regime. I think it's 1 in 100 of real serious high performers that do. Never mind that it's good for your health. It's also very good for your mental health and your body. So something that you keep your body going. And then spirit. We all have things that inspire us. It might be your faith. It might be activities that you do that, you know, light you up inside and keep you inspired. So that's a foundational one. It's basic. And everything in the book is basic, but lots of people forget it. And, you know, one of the things for the listeners, if you want, there's a self-assessment on our website, which we can tell you about at the end, but where you can go and self-assess where you're at on each of these habits.
Yeah, so give us the URL right now so we don't forget.
Yeah, it's lawrenceandco.com, LawrenceandCo.com. Go to the book section. Under the book, you'll see all the tools, and there's a self-assessment there.
I think
go ahead, Barry.
No, I was saying, well, I think one of the most important points you're making is that if you think that doing all work all the time is going to make you successful, it doesn't.
It doesn't. And I've never met anyone who it has. They all do other things. It just doesn't make it into the magazine articles or other things because it doesn't fit their brand or their persona. And all these people who have sustainable success are taking pretty good care of themselves. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there. Another one of the ones you're asking. Sorry, go ahead. Yep.
No, we got 2 minutes left. I want to hear another habit.
Yeah, for sure. The other one is called Stop Being Chief Problem Solver. So, you know, a lot of people that are leading small business or medium-sized businesses, they are the center of everything. I heard you say it in another interview, Barry. It's like they're the hub and it's everything's hub and spoke. Everything flows through them. So the ideal of being able to grow a business is to let and train people to solve their own problems. And yes, you feel like less of a superhero, but then you're building a team of superheroes, so it's not all about you. So learning to hire the people that can do things on their own and you building the habit of letting things sit and stay on the shoulders of other people and avoiding the temptation to answer all their questions.
And that's an important point, Kevin, because you don't need to be a superhero in your business. You need to have a super team. Because if you
Correct.
Don't have a super team, again, I've said this time and time again, if your business is only about you, you don't have a business. You just got a job.
Correct. Absolutely. And you know, one of the other ones that I think really makes a difference for a lot of people is called Love the Lessons. you get pummeled building a business. You know, one of the quotes early in my book is, you know, being a leader in a business, in a growing business or a small business, it slowly destroys you or it makes you stronger. And because the lessons are endless and painful. So the other piece is to love the lessons and to very, very quickly learn how to take the craziest, most horrible situations and see the good in them. Be thankful for the lesson, learn the lesson, and move on. A lot of small business people and, you know, mid-sized business people get caught into frustration of an issue and resist it. Not only does it take longer to fix, but it actually psychologically will really damage you.
I say you just got to let it go. Kevin, thanks for being on the show. The title of the book is called Your Oxygen Mask First. This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bowden, lost with a look at the roadways. Lakeshore Drive heading southbound just before Michigan. There's a car fire. It's taking out the left-hand lane. Also on the Jane Addams heading westbound just after Beverly. Crash is taking out the two right-hand lanes. There's road construction on the inbound Kennedy at Madison. The on-ramp remains closed. Also the exit ramp remains closed throughout that area. And the Eisenhower inbound at Racine. The exit ramp remains closed with ongoing construction as well. Dan Ryan outbound at 87th, the on-ramp closed with ongoing construction, and that continues until this afternoon. Tonight, look for temperatures around 61 degrees, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 75, partly cloudy. Currently, it is 67 degrees out. Next update now in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
My overrating's bad.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
I didn't know, too, that we could tip Uber drivers.
Didn't know.
This is new to me.
Every time you complete a ride, you get it right. Pops up with a rating, and then if you want to add a tip. 2.5 Uber rating for Amy Jacobson, 4.88.
What?
Thank you for Dan Proft.
Do you just not even say anything to them when you get in the car?
Correct. That's the secret to getting a high Uber rating.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, Bam, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is Bam, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
It started as medicine to relieve the pain.
Take the edge off stress.
To just get through the day.
And then I realized, I can't stop.
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 We can help. Call 1-833-2-FIND-HELP. Find ways to help you or the ones you love break the cycle of opioid use disorder. 1-833-2-FIND-HELP.
Sponsored by IDPH.
These are the best years of your life. Live your retirement dreams and get in the zone. Retirement Zone. Listen to Victor and Jonathan Rigoni of North Shore Capital Group, helping you navigate the detours of your finances. Each week, they'll share practical strategies for managing your savings so you can live an active retirement. Retirement Zone. Brought to you by North Shore Capital Group. Saturday afternoons at 4 on AM 560, The Answer. North Shore Capital Group, Inc., an independent firm with securities offered through Summit Brokerage Services, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, and advisory services offered through Summit Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moults. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, many of you have heard me say that I define success as being able to financially support my family at something I love doing. But for many of us, there are these gremlins that get in the way of finding career satisfaction. Here to help reveal those are Susan Peppercorn, who's an executive and career coach who enables mid and senior level professionals find their next best career step. She's also the author of the new Amazon best-selling book, Ditch Your Inner Critic, Evidence-Based Strategies to Thrive in Your Career. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry. I'm delighted to be here.
I'm glad you're here. You know, we always heard that expression, like, I'm my own worst critic. Is that really a bad thing?
To some extent, it is. I mean, it's not bad to take stock of, you know, what we're doing and who we are and can we improve. But there is a fine line between excellence and perfectionism, and that's where it can really hurt us.
And so do you think that some people really overdo it and that's really what holds them back? And I guess before I get to that question is, do people really ramp up their inner critic because they're afraid really that someone is going to criticize them, so they want to be the first one to do it to protect themselves?
I think that's a really good point. And I think in some cases that's absolutely the reason, that they're so afraid of what other people might think of them. They're so afraid of other people seeing their vulnerabilities, of making a mistake or of failing, that they don't move forward or they don't take chances, and they hamper their own success because of those fears.
So, Susan, give us some examples of some of the self-talk that really goes on, that really is over the top when it comes from being an inner critic.
So some examples would be, you know, I'm not really good enough. I'm going to be found out as a fraud. People think that I'm better than I am. You know, when people realize that I'm not as good as they think that I am, you know, they'll see that I'm really a failure. Those are, you know, some examples of negative self-talk that a lot of people carry around with them.
Yeah, and I think this idea, I've heard this called the imposter complex, right? Because
yes.
People believe you're something that you're not. And you know, the way that when people pay me a compliment, a lot of times I say, well, you don't really know me, right? If you really spent some time with
exactly.
me, it would really be different. So I think that's an example of the inner critic. Do you think a lot of people, as you were talking about before, have a hard time between, you know, being excellent and being perfection? And did they learn that from their parents, or where did they get that crazy idea?
So it usually starts very young, and usually starts with our parents. You know, how many of us came home with a report card and, you know, if we had, you know, 3 A's and a B or whatever it might have been, how many of our parents said, well, you know,
you got a B? You got a B?
Yeah,
how'd you get a B?
Exactly.
What's
right.
wrong with you? Ann Temkin got all A's. What's
exactly.
wrong? Where'd you get a B?
That's right. That's right. And so, you know, our brains biologically remember negatives more than they remember that we remember the negatives more than we remember the positives. And, you know, there are biological reasons for that go back, you know, hundreds of thousands of years. But we're not being chased by wild animals anymore, but our brains have not kept up with, you know, the fact that we're not constantly in danger. But when we've heard those things as children, those things stick with us. And regardless of how old we are, and in my own practice, you know, coaching executives, it's amazing how those things come out. And, you know, though I give some examples in my book, which astounds me when I've heard them.
And so how do you get past, or I guess at least quiet a little bit, this inner critic, Susan?
So what you have to do is you really have to talk back to that critic. You have to question the critic. And, you know, when the critic says, oh, well, you know, such and such is better, or, you know, I'll give you an example. Let's say, you know, you've given a presentation and you come away and you make the assumption that your boss didn't like it. So one way to talk back to that critic is you say to yourself, is to ask yourself questions. How do you know your boss didn't like it? Maybe your boss was quiet afterwards. Maybe they had a meeting to go to, so they didn't really have time to interact with you. And you made the assumption from that that means that they didn't think you did a good job. So you then say to yourself, well, based upon what are you making the assumption that your boss did not think you did a good job? Is there another way in which you can view that situation? Is it possible that your boss was preoccupied with something, or they were too busy to interact with you? Are there other possibilities other than the assumption that you're making? So start by asking yourself questions around, you know, questioning the assumption that you're making. And that's a way to start to talk back to that inner critic. It's by asking it questions. How do I know? How do I know this is a fact?
Well, the way I agree, Susan. One of the best ways that my wife has helped me get over this is she says, why do you think it's always about you? Right.
Oh, it's a great point.
Right?
It's
not really
point.
About you. You know, we're always so egocentric, and so many things happen that have absolutely nothing to do with you. Do you find that people who have, you know, one of the things I have is like a kudos file, or you put yourself in a situation where you can be successful and to replace some of the negative self talk? Does that help?
It absolutely helps. And one of the things that I've had clients do is I have them go back to people that they've worked with, and I have them ask a question. And that question is, tell me when you've seen me at my best.
Mm-hmm.
What was I doing, and what strengths was I using? And it's amazing what comes back and the effect that that has on the person who's asked the question. Because often when we're good at something, we overlook it because it comes more easily to us. So when someone asks that question and they get the responses back, they're like, oh, my goodness, I didn't even remember I did that. And, you know, so-and-so recalled this experience when I was doing something, and I had totally forgotten about that. And it totally shifts their perspective away from some negativity that they may be perseverating on, and it helps them, you know, go back to and rethink about some experiences that were very positive that they totally forgot about. And getting that outside perspective is often really helpful in getting someone out of that negative rut.
And Susan, we have to understand that business owners, just like athletes, are streaky, right? If we feel good about our success, it's going to spawn more success. If we have this negative self-talk, desperation smells, so you're going to have more failure. So it's really important for every small business owner out there listening that you really work on this.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think what you said before is really true. You have to remind yourself of the successes that you've had. You know, someone asked me when I published my book, they said, Susan, what did you do to celebrate? And I said, honestly, nothing. And, you know, when I said it, I realized the mistake in that. Because, you know, anybody that has a success as a business owner or whatever it is, you have to take the time, even if it's an hour, you know, an afternoon, an evening, whatever it may be, to say, I did this, I closed this piece of business, you know, I got this article published or whatever it is, I got this recognition. And celebrate it, because if you don't take the time to do it, it's just another thing, and you go on from there. So I think, you know, taking a moment to step back and say, this is something that I accomplished, and yay, I did it, is really important.
Yeah, this is a great lesson, because people so many times, Susan, dwell on their failures over and over and over and over and over again, but they don't pause to celebrate their successes. So, Susan, I appreciate you being on the show. The title of the book is called Ditch Your Inner Critic, Evidence-Based Strategies to Thrive in Your Career. Susan, thanks so much.
You are very welcome, Barry. Thank you.
This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Larry Elder.
The Larry Elder Show.
That wouldn't be Chuck Schumer in 2014, would it be?
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally.
I have a question. I've asked this before. It is a rhetorical question. Do you honestly believe if 80% of illegals turned citizens, turned voters, would likely vote Republican, we'd have this problem?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mike Cantor. President Trump again blaming Democrats for the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border during an event for what he calls angel families.
President Trump says Democrats are pushing phony stories of sadness and grief. On Friday, he focused on the stories of families who have lost a loved one in crimes committed by undocumented immigrants.
Fox's Ellison Barber. Meanwhile, Democrats protesting the president's zero-tolerance policies that had separated immigrant children from their families at a detention center in McAllen, Texas.
We have no way of knowing, even when the questions have been asked, of what is happening to the 2,300 children.
Connecticut Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro. Mourning in the world of heavy metal music as Pantera drummer Vinnie Paul Abbott has died at 54. The band making the announcement on Facebook. Abbott co-founded the band with his brother, who was shot and killed on stage in 2004. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bowden, lost in the Alarm Detection System Traffic Center. Jane Addams westbound just after Beverly, a crash is taking out the two right lanes. Also on Lakeshore Drive heading southbound before Michigan, car fire is taking out the left-hand lane. And finally, the outbound Dan Ryan at 87th. The on-ramp is closed until noon. This report is brought to you by LifeLock. No one wants to wake up to the news that they're the victim of identity theft or that malware is attacking their smartphone. That's why new LifeLock with Norton now includes protection for your identity and devices. Join at LifeLock.com. Use promo code RISK to save an additional 10% off your first year. Looking at the current temperatures, starting tonight, you'll find temperatures 61, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 74 and partly cloudy. Currently, you're looking at temperatures right around 67 degrees out. Next update now in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Cash flow. It's something every business is worried about. It's hard to know at any given moment how you're doing, and worse, it's impossible to predict the future. Until now, welcome to CashflowTool.com, the ultimate companion for QuickBooks. CashflowTool.com gives instant visibility on any device, anywhere, of your cash flow and alerts for unexpected expenses. It analyzes past finances and projects how much money you'll have tomorrow, next week, and next month. Start your free trial now at CashflowTool.com/Barry. It's simple, powerful, and predictive.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he's finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMaltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Is your home ready for the summer? Do you have ugly green and black stains on your home? Spray and Forget, the original no-rinse exterior cleaner, eliminates these ugly stains caused by mold, mildew, and algae. Spray and Forget brilliantly cleans roofs, decks, siding, fencing, walkways, driveways, outdoor furniture, and more. Remove stains up to 50% faster than competing no-rinse cleaners. Make your home and outdoor living space faces brilliant again. Look for the yellow label at participating Ace, Home Depot, True Value, and Do It Best stores.
You are a hero. You may not fight killer robots, but a crabby toddler can be a formidable foe.
No!
Luckily, you're armed with a Chrysler Pacifica. Its best-in-class Uconnect Theater can defeat any temper tantrum. And when cargo space is in danger, Pacifica's trusty class-exclusive stow-and-go always comes to the rescue. Get a great deal at the Chrysler Incredible Sales Event.
Available feature based on the FCA US LLC premium event segment. Chrysler and Uconnect are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, in order for you to be successful in your business, there has to be a certain amount of cash liquidity. That means, what money do you have to spend right now? And how do you know if you have enough liquidity? Here to help is Mike Mylan. He is Finagraph's Vice President of Customer Success with over 20 years of sales and entrepreneurship experience. He's translated innovative ideas into multi-million dollar businesses. Prior to joining Finagraph, Mike built over 10 successful ventures from the ground up. He built and sold Blazing Star Staffing, a Midwest regional hotel staffing company, and Bottoms Up Brewhouse. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Barry. Good to see you again.
So thanks for being back. So for those small business owners listening, they may not understand what the concept of liquidity is. Tell us about that.
You know, that's just banker terms.
That's why they don't understand it.
Well, yeah, that's right. They're always trying to trick us. Liquidity, I think you said this perfectly, it's cash, right? It's, can I spend it today? Can I take it out of my pocket and trade it for something else, a good or a service? And people get confused on what that is. Really, it's just cash.
And this is important because, as we've talked about previously, you only can spend the cash that's in your business to pay for goods and services or to give yourself a profit. You can't pay for these things with cash that's stuck in inventory or accounts receivable, correct?
That's right. Now, when I look at how liquidity happens, what you described was really not the water. Water is the cash. You described the slush, right? Slush is those accounts receivable that can become cash, but it takes a little bit of time, right, to thaw it out.
Right, and that's a good way to look at it because, and you can't, you don't really want to drink slush, right? Unless you're drinking a slushy, then it's a little different story. So why is this so important for a small business?
Well, it's so important because, again, I think you said it when you said, we have cash, that's what we can spend in the business, right? You've got your own bills, you've got to pay your rent, you've got to pay your employees, you've got to, buy more inventory. You've got to have cash to be able to do that. So managing how much you have is really important, and it has to be operating cash, which means the business has to generate it itself.
So how can you tell, if I'm a small business owner, if I have enough liquidity in my business to do what I want to do?
You know what? I mean, most of us probably don't look at the balance sheet as often as we should, but I think you can take a quick look and take your current assets. If you see that section on your balance sheet, and subtract your current liabilities, and that will tell you whether or not you have enough working capital. So I think it's easy as that.
And I think that's an important point, and I want to repeat it again for everyone. It's basically taking your current assets minus your current liabilities, because if your current assets are greater than your current liabilities, it means that you have this water in your business. If it's negative, you're probably at slush or the ice part, right?
Hey, that's right. When I talk ice, I'm talking about your fixed assets, your equipment, your buildings. That can become water too, Barry, but it takes a long time to sell a piece of equipment or a property.
So let's say that if you take current assets minus current liabilities and it's zero or less, what can you do to improve liquidity in your business?
Well, I mean, basically what we're doing is, there's several different ways. You can increase sales, which is always the hardest. If you have access to more capital, you can, pay down some of your current liabilities, or you can try to convert some of your other assets into liquidity, into cash itself. So maybe sell some equipment. I don't like to do that because equipment's only used to generate revenue and profit. So if you don't have it, you can't use it to generate profit.
Also, if possible, you could maybe carry less inventory as long as your fill rate is high enough, or if you can turn your inventory more quickly, less of your cash is tied up in inventory, correct?
You know what, Barry? You're absolutely right. The thing about inventory, what people don't realize is that by reducing the amount of inventory you have, it actually increases your cash flow because you're not tying up funds by putting it back on the shelf. So by not replacing inventory and keeping your inventory low, levels a little bit lower, you actually keep cash in the business.
And that's really important. So what you have to look at as far as inventory is, what are your reorder points, and then what are your reorder quantities? How much you're going to order every single time you go out there? Because, again, I want to repeat this, the more inventory you have, the more money that's actually tied up your inventory, and that's problematic.
Absolutely. I mean, that's sitting there on the shelf, not being used. So you got to think about it. I took a dollar out of my pocket. It sat on the shelf until somebody bought it, and I got the dollar back.
Now, I was really excited to discover FinagraphsCashflowTool.com because this idea of managing your cash flow is so important for small business owners. It keeps them up at night, but we're so bad at doing it. And when I loaded CashflowTool.com on top of my QuickBooks, it was really easy to figure out, was I going to have enough cash to pay my bills, my employees next week or next month? Because they give you a calendar, and as I said before, it's either green or it's red, and it tells you how much money. This is really easy. You don't have any sophisticated kind of cash flow knowledge or financial degree actually to figure it out.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's the greener it is, the more cash you have and the better position you're in, the more red. And it's shaded, right? Think about it like a heat map. So it's going to give you an indication of when things are going to be in the deficit, where you're going to run out of money. And if you're like me, I'd like to know sooner than later.
Right, because if you're going to be short on money, then you can go do something about it. But if payroll is Friday and this is Thursday and you don't have enough money, that's going to be a problem. Well, Mike, I appreciate you being on the show. If you want to get this incredible tool, you can go to www.cashflowtool.com/Barry. Mike, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Barry. Great to be on the show again.
Coming up, we're going to talk about how to get your small business unstuck. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. Jane Addams westbound after Beverly, there's a crash. The two right lanes are being blocked. Also on the Tri-State northbound between the Lake Forest Oasis and Bradley Road. Road construction is in place right now. The three right lanes are closed until 7 a.m. Then the two right lanes remain closed until 9 a.m. Also on the Dan Ryan outbound at 87th, the on-ramp is closed. And also between 87th and the Bishop Ford, the two right lanes are closed until 9 a.m., then the right lane closed until noon. Finally, on the Kennedy at Madison, the inbound lanes and outbound lanes have road construction. Inbound, the exit ramp and on-ramp, actually both on both directions, the on-ramp and exit ramp, are closed. Looking at temperatures tonight, you'll find 61 partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 74 and partly cloudy, currently 77. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Do you wake up at night worried about your business cash flow? Or worry about running out of cash, not knowing when your invoices get paid, or panic when a sudden expense happens? Well, worry no more. Welcome to CashflowTool.com, the ultimate companion for QuickBooks. CashflowTool.com gives instant visibility on any device, anywhere, of your cash flow and alerts for unexpected expenses. It analyzes past finances and projects how much money you'll have tomorrow, next week, and next month. Start your free trial now at CashflowTool.com/Barry. It's simple, powerful, and predictive.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Would it surprise you to know that more than 50% of Americans either own or work for a small business? You know, big business may dominate the stock market, but it's actually small businesses and startups that keep the American economy moving. PayPal's Amit Mathradas is joining us to discuss how PayPal is empowering small business and helping them grow. Amit, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So I think a lot of folks are familiar with PayPal, especially if they go buy something on eBay. But actually, PayPal has a very strong role in the small business community. Please talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. You know, PayPal over the years, you know, since our inception, has been focused on helping merchants and small businesses, grow, whether it be with selling online tools, you know, like as you mentioned originally on eBay, but now even on your website, selling in store, you know, getting access to capital, working capital to grow your business, or getting access to, you know, 230 million global PayPal users that we connect with our merchants. So, you know, since the inception, we've been focused on driving growth and empowering merchants to grow. And today, you know, we're fortunate to have over 19 million merchants, you know, vast majority of them being small and medium businesses in our portfolio, you know, where we provide this end-to-end one-stop-shop solution.
And I think people can't underestimate how important the ability to be able to take an electronic payment is. I remember when I started my first businesses in the late 80s, you know, getting a merchant account was nearly impossible. And now being able to take a payment over the web really easily from an account that someone already has is critical because you want to make, Amit, the purchase easy for the customer.
Yeah, that's a critical piece. And one of the things, you know, that is changing really rapidly, you know, not only in the U.S., but across the globe, as you mentioned, you know, global web traffic and mobile traffic on that web is dramatically increasing. Today, you know, from, you know, PayPal through our earnings, we just announced that our growth of mobile is over 50% year on year. Etsy just announced their earnings. They're seeing the same thing. And the biggest challenge, though, is even though mobile is growing so fast, the actual conversion that's happening from these mobile customers is lower than what you see on a desktop. And so where we are focused is really on bridging that divide, on providing tools such as One Touch, you know, where a merchant can, or a consumer can, with one click, pay. There's no credit card information being exchanged. It's really simple. And that's what's really helping bridge some of this gap that's happening with the vast increase in mobile usage, but actually buying using mobile devices.
And I really believe that if the transaction, the actual financial part of the transaction is easy and people think it's secure, they're more likely to do it. So it's up to the small business to make sure that it is so, that they're using tools like PayPal to make it happen.
Yeah, according to our surveys, the two biggest concerns a consumer has, you know, in transacting online is about security and, you know, the comfort of using and not having to have their credit card information taken. And B is, you know, ease of use and being able to just, you know, do it really fast because, you know, on small screens, you don't have the ability to interact with a lot of information.
Yeah, I find for myself, I use PayPal most often when I go to a site or buy from a merchant that I haven't purchased from before and they don't have my credit card information, I don't want to enter all the stuff in. All I have to do is log on to my PayPal account and it's done for me. It makes the transaction so much easier, Amit.
That is exactly right. And, you know, for a lot of small businesses, as we were talking about the credibility factor, you know, when a consumer comes to a small business that they don't know and sees the PayPal logo and the ability to transact through PayPal, it actually, you know, adds a lot of credibility to that site that it is safe to transact. And that in itself helps consumers go through the funnel a lot easier.
So, Amit, what can people do locally to learn about how they can grow their business?
So there are a number of avenues for small businesses and medium-sized businesses to go learn and grow. You know, one of them, of course, is, you know, you can go to your local chamber of commerce. You have, you, if you want to go online, there's sba.gov. You know, we welcome all your listeners to come to paypal.com/stories, where we have a whole bunch of white papers, tools, tips, tricks of how other businesses have used PayPal and our partner technologies to really move things forward. So I would say, you know, those are probably some of the key things I would guide you to. But, you know, as you know, with National Small Business Week being the first week of May, you know, in the spirit of that, PayPal took that and expanded it to PayPal Small Business Month. And we are traveling, you know, across the country to about a dozen cities, hosting workshops where our goal is to educate small businesses and how they can really use technology and you know, all these things we've been talking about to get their business onto a faster growth path. We will be in Chicago, where we'll be hosting one of these seminars. So we welcome all your listeners to please come and take part.
And I think this is a really important point about how to use technology more effectively, because I really believe that technology is the small business owner's secret weapon, because it can make give them the ability to compete with larger businesses.
Yeah, that, you know, for us, technology is the great equalizer. You know, it lets a lot of small businesses, like you mentioned, compete and act like large businesses. I mean, if you think about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, a lot of small businesses were confined to selling, you know, in the local market. Today, with tools that are available and the ability to sell globally, which is so easy today, not only can you sell across the country, but you can, you know, attract the billions of consumers across the globe. So those sort of things are helping, you know, merchants expand their current state. But the other big part is also about expanding what happens with their consumers and that they're getting with their consumers, which is improving.
Amit, thanks so much for being on the show. If you want more information, please go to PayPal. Amit, great success with what's coming up for Small Business Month. I'm glad you've expanded it.
Thank you for having me.
This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Freak yeah, welcome to Jimmy John's.
Freak yeah, whoa, she's going to slice down on that lettuce.
Freak yeah, she's a fresh lettuce freak. Slices it fresh every day at exactly 3/32 of an inch.
Freak yeah, wait, now she's carving meats?
Freak yeah, she's also a meat freak. Slices are all natural meats by hand daily.
Freak yeah. Freak, you gotta be kidding me.
Freak yeah, also a bread freak. Makes bread fresh in store every 4 hours.
Freak, wow.
Here's the best part, we're all lettuce, meat, and bread freaks here. Because that means better sandwiches for all.
Double freak wow. You guys are freaking my freak.
Freaky fresh, freaky fast, Jimmy John's, freak yeah!
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress starting at just $600. Just go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress made just for you with a 100-night sleep trial and financing as low as 0%. Go to helixsleep.com/talkradio right now and you'll get $125 towards your mattress order. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
You know, you and I are very much alike. During the many years of running my own company, I didn't deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't quite going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar? It's especially difficult for me, since many of my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering. Second, I wasn't making any money. Finally, My stuck business was literally sucking the life and the money out of me. This was not exactly the way I thought it would be after reading all those books on having my own company. Well, don't worry, this is normal, well, sort of, because during the life cycle of every small business, get stuck from time to time. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few leads for new customers coming in, and the customers you do have continue to phase. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. You want to get off that roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride the entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving any business forward. Over the years, I've worked with hundreds of corporate and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every business inevitably gets stuck. This is your year to get unstuck. As you journey through the Breakthrough Training Series, I'm going to show you a fast, easy, and permanent solution to get unstuck. Each of my modules includes a PowerPoint presentation, a video recording of me presenting these materials live, a downloadable lesson notes, and downloadable homework assignments. The MP3 recordings of selected interviews from some of the best-known world leaders on this radio show is also included for free. Whether you learn best from watching, listening, or reading there's a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action for moving forward. So there are six modules, which I guarantee that you improve your sales if you utilize this system. Module one is finding new customers and growing the ones you have. Module two is finding money to manage your business because it's already there. Module three is building a team that actually lasts. Module four is to realize that customer service is now the new marketing. Module five is breaking your social media addiction. And module six is the real trick to boosting your productivity. So right now, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price of $97. You'll learn the exact step you need today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining this week's radio show. I also want to thank our sponsors, Staples, Nextiva. I also want to thank our tremendous staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year, then you got to give me a call. And I'm going to give you my private number. Get a pen, write this down, 773-837-8250, or email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you move your business ahead? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money that you know you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
Can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Your business is moving.